Thank you very much, Cynthia, and Ian for having me here tonight, and the organizers of this event. Hopefully we're not addicted yet, but I do enjoy it. So, and in that context, I want to talk tonight about Seven Oaks and about why Seven Oaks is excited about the republication of Ian's book. Now, for those of you who don't know, Seven Oaks the magazine started about 6 months ago, February 2004, and it was started by a group of people from diverse backgrounds, both politically and in terms of their career. It was started by a group of activists, but also journalists and I guess would-be or a pseudo-academics. with
the best kind.
that's also with the intention of trying to expand the space in Canadian culture for a discussion of culture and politics and resistance. And I think we took it upon ourselves, I mean, certainly the founders did when it was started, to include in this discussion the history of radical politics in Canada and to write this history from a perspective that's both politically engaged now and, I think, critically and politically engaged with that history. Thinking about, off the top of my head, some of the articles that have addressed these topics, we've included material on the civil rights movement in New York after World War II. We've included a three-part series on the history of May Day, both locally and internationally, and its role. And recently, we published an excellent article by David Bacon on the San Francisco general strike of 1934, looking back 70 years later. And it continues beyond that. We've had a diverse collection of articles by a variety of writers set both in international and local affairs discussing this history. And I want to talk a little bit about why we think this commitment is so important. And I think, as probably Mark is going to talk a little bit about later, radical history is, I think, an inspiring thing. I think especially for people involved in social movements today, we often look to the past to see the spirit that we hope fills us today. But I think that history can be also a very important educational tool. And I don't mean that necessarily in a didactic fashion. I don't mean necessarily that we need to use it to teach so much as we can, in looking for ourselves in history, learn something about ourselves. And I think this is true both for the left as movements and the left in the context it operates, socially and in a more objective fashion. And to be honest, it's this commitment and my belief in the educational aspect of history that makes me so excited about the republication of Canadian Bolsheviks. It's an excellent example of this sort of politically engaged history. I think part of its appeal is in its history, is, as Ian will talk about, I'm sure, later, about its ability to debunk a lot of the myths about the CPC in its early years, but also to accent and emphasize the fact that the 1930s CPC, Tim Buck's party, was not the party that it was in 1921 or 22, and that the party that came out was the result. Even the party in 1921-22, I think, was a result of considerable political struggle between people here in Canada and abroad. And this sort of political struggle is, I think, something that we can learn from in history, and that's why I'm really excited about Ian's book. but it's not just the content of Ian's book that I enjoy and I think that Seven Oaks is supportive of. It's also the style, particularly, perhaps, the style. Ian's book is an excellent example of how popular and academic history can be brought into a cohesive and understandable whole. It's written in a clear and compelling fashion and avoids the jargon that a lot of, I think, left-wing historians tend to fall into. It's also, as I've said, really well-researched, but it doesn't at any point condescend to its audience. Sometimes people with the kind of research focus that Ian clearly has try too hard to hide the evidence of what they're saying, and I think Ian places it clearly in a language that's accessible and expects his readership to be involved enough to criticize it. Altogether, I would say it's a work with the scholastic rigor to make a strong argument and the engaging style to make the arguments interesting to read. This combination is why Seven Oaks is excited. We feel strongly that works like Canadian Bolsheviks contribute to a cultural discussion, both within traditional wings of the left and outside of them, that is absolutely necessary in this country. An increasingly corporate media, coupled with a school system that totally fails to account for working class history, makes a book like Ian's and a vibrant discussion about it more important today than ever. We hope that we can, to some extent, continue with this mission ourselves, continue in this way ourselves. Canadian Bolsheviks is an important addition to Canadian history, but it's also an important addition to this space. And that's why I want to thank Ian, and thank you for joining me in celebrating the re-release of Canadian Bolsheviks. Thank you.